Thanks for all coming to hear my talk this morning about our use in a very important subject. If I can just get the first slide up. So it's going to kill around 500,000 women this year around the world. Thousands of those are going to be in New Zealand and Australia, very sadly. It's not a disease which is going to go away, and incidence of breast cancer is literally going through the roof across Asia and other places as diets and lifestyles change. Our company, Volpara, is based in Wellington, here in New Zealand, and we're entirely focused then on trying to reduce the mortality of breast cancer, not just in New Zealand, but across the world, but also the cost of breast cancer in terms of more optimized, better breast cancer screening. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that story today. Breast cancer screening using x-rays saves lives. Quality control throughout that process is extremely important. Up here on the screen, you can see now this lady is walking over here. She's going to get her breast out. She'll be positioned in the x-ray system. The breast will be compressed between two plates, and then an x-ray is done. And 75 million women are screened each year, and it saves around 30% or 40% of lives each year. So there's a real impact from doing breast cancer screening. However, there are some things that we can improve. The breast compression can cause discomfort, which can lead to the woman not coming back year on year, and therefore actually having her cancer missed perhaps further down the line. Poor positioning of the breast, if you don't get all the breast tissue on there and there's a cancer right by the chest wall, for example, then you're not going to detect that cancer on the image. So poor positioning is very important to monitor and improve. X-rays do include radiation dose. Radiation dose is minimal in breast cancer screening, but obviously you want to minimize that. And we'll show you some examples in a minute where we've shown x-ray machines aren't working exactly as they should be using our big data platform. And finally, I'm just going to mention breast density. If you look at these two images, the image at the top is what you call a fatty breast, and on the bottom is a dense breast. So that dense tissue, the white tissue there, is glandular tissue. This is effectively the tissue which produces milk to feed babies. Unfortunately, it's also the tissue where breast cancers arise. So the more white tissue you've got later in life, the greater your risk is of developing breast cancer. But also, unfortunately, for women with dense breasts, the little white stars there are meant to emulate cancers. So if you've got a nice fatty breast at the top, the cancer stands out very easily. But if you've got a dense breast, the white star is much harder to see. So there's a real double whammy there for women with dense breasts. So our software, which we're going to show some screenshots of, is based on Azure, and really we aim to monitor and control and improve breast cancer screening. As I said, we're based in Wellington, but we've got installations now across the world, from Karachi in Pakistan to Beijing, across Europe, and especially across America. And we've analysed around 9 million women so far. Breast imaging today, it's kind of roughly like this. You've got a breast imaging site, you've got three x-ray machines as an example. But breast imaging sites can range from one x-ray machine all the way up to 10 or 15 x-ray machines. The women come in and raw data is generated off the x-ray machines. That raw data contains a lot of very useful quantitative information. Unfortunately, that raw data gets processed, if you like, photoshopped to make it look good for cancer detection. And that then goes to the radiologist. So the kind of the photoshopped image goes to the radiologist, but the raw quantitative information gets deleted. So that's kind of the situation today. And that information gets deleted because these images are not small. They're anything between 32 megabytes and 200 megabytes per woman. If you multiply that by 75 million people, that's quite a lot of data, which again is one of the huge benefits now of systems such as Microsoft Azure. So with Volpara Enterprise, our newly launched product on Azure, we are using a full range now of Microsoft's wonderful products. Basically, we're now sending all the raw quantitative data up to the cloud, and we've then got a whole series of interesting dashboards, which the chief technologist, the chief physicist, the breast imaging managers, and the radiologists can access to really understand how their breast imaging center is actually working. This is one of our dashboards built using Microsoft Power BI by our wonderful engineers down in Wellington. This is a great case where, you know, this is 24,000 images. When I started doing my PhD in Oxford 20 years ago, PhDs back then were based on 10, 15 images. But now, you know, we can install software and suddenly it's 24,000 images. Or there's a paper being published in Chicago in 2 weeks' time all about our software looking at breast compression. And that's on 100,000 women. So again, with the tools available nowadays and the amount of data, we're actually starting to find some real interesting things about breast cancer, which is having a real impact on women across the world. In this case here, what we're doing is monitoring, this is a site over in the US, we're actually monitoring breast compression. So this is scoring the amount of breast compression by the technologist. The technologist is the person who kind of positions the woman and then compresses the breast down. This technologist here is over-compressing the breast. That woman will be getting quite good image, good quality images, low radiation dose, but she ain't going to be coming back to screening next year or the year after because her whole experience was too painful. This technologist down here is actually under-compressing the breast. So the woman being seen by her is going to walk out the door having a nice experience. The image quality is not going to be so great, and she's going to have high radiation dose. So to improve the training of both of these two people. Again, using the quantitative information and using the Microsoft tools in Azure, we can start to really pick out some of these outliers. Again, using Azure, because we can store the images, because it's kind of almost infinite data storage now, yeah, we can actually have the technologists can click through and actually see the images which we're talking about. So if we score an image as being a bad image, badly positioned, so you might be missing cancer or over-compressed, yeah, we're not just presenting them a number now, they can actually click all the way through and actually see the images. Again, 5-10 years ago, we could not have done this because the data storage needs would have swamped our computers on site. But again, in the cloud, yeah, we can do a whole pile of interesting new things. So today, Azure and our engineers down in Wellington programming the Azure is really helping improve the mortality and cost of breast cancer around the world. Tomorrow, we really hope the big data is really going to help us start to predict who is actually going to develop breast cancer in the first place. And one of our aims as a company now is or at least one of my focuses a lot now, because basically I've got a couple of young kids, and personally, I'm sick and tired of hearing about younger women developing breast cancer with kids. So hopefully we can start to pull breast cancer risk assessment all the way down to age 30, 35 or so, and actually start to predict who should be screened a lot earlier than they are nowadays to try and let these women live a much longer, more productive life. Thank you.